And this is The Source on KSTX, a product of the Texas Public Radio Newsroom. I'm David Martin Davies. Owning that home is the American dream, having that piece of earth to call your own, pay your property taxes, raise your family. But with that mortgage meltdown, many began to wonder if the American dream was just that, a fleeting dream. But with home prices and interest rates at rock bottom for so long, things started to turn around. And the housing market is in what they're calling a rebound. But we're going to check in on the San Antonio housing market. Is this a good time to buy or maybe to sell? Where do you think things will be a year from now? We're going to talk to Angela Shields. She's the president and CEO of the San Antonio Board of Realtors. Also with in studio, we've got Carlos Maestas and also his wife, Jen. They're looking to buy their first home in San Antonio. We're going to hear their story. And we want to hear from your stories. You're going to hear your stories. Listeners, give us a call at 614-8980. Tell us how you're finding the housing market right now. Are you in? Are you looking? Are you excited about how things are going? 614-8980. So let's welcome to The Source, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So let me ask you, Angela Shields, President, CEO, San Antonio Board of Realtors, how would you describe San Antonio's housing market right now?
Our market is very stable, and it has been for quite some time. San Antonio has not been like most of the country where they've all had the ups that are real high or the lows that are real low. We have really rode the market out really well, and we're very fortunate to be here in San Antonio because it has been so stable.
But San Antonio is still a growing city. It's been very good for jobs, and people have been moving here and the military moving here. So we're still seeing growth, and we're seeing still houses being put up and not the big slump that we saw in other places like Phoenix.
Absolutely. And it's for all of those factors that you just named. It makes it a great place to invest and to live, and it's just a wonderful community to be in.
So what are you seeing? Are you seeing people starting to get back into the market, or how are things happening?
Like I said, it's been stable all the way around, but our numbers have been going up. The other thing that makes San Antonio so wonderful is it's an affordable city, and I think that's one thing that has kept us stable this whole time. When you look at our numbers, we have about 57% of our market that's below $200,000. And so that makes it very easy to find a home when you look all over the city. The average price for a home in San Antonio is $221,000 right now, and that number has been inching up a little bit every month, and that's been happening consistently this year.
So let's talk to Jen and Carlos Maestas. So you're looking for your first home in San Antonio. What's been your experience? Are you actively looking?
Well, you know, we've kind of been window shopping, you know, for a while. We were married 2 years. We got married in 2011. And so we've kind of been playing the look online and see what's available in the neighborhood that we're in, because we're
in
a neighborhood.
Go to every open house we can find.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of like our weekend thing, right? You know, we drive around the neighborhood and, you know, we see an open house, and there's so many. We live kind of near the Jefferson High School area, kind of Monticello Park, in Jefferson Village. And so there's a lot of great properties that are in that neighborhood.
And they're generally a lot lower price range than what we are hearing from Ms. Shields.
Well, you know, it depends. I think that there are some properties that are lower, but the properties that we find ourselves kind of more attracted to are some of the ones that are on that, you know, historic block, or those historic blocks, and those tend to be a lot more pricey. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it's difficult sometimes to find a property in that area that's really even touchable, you know, for a family. We've got two boys, and so we also want a place that we can, you know, kind of grow into. And so we're looking for a place that is just going to be home. And it's sometimes hard to find.
You have a realtor who's working with you?
We do. We're working with a realtor, Carolyn Kelly, who's great. She's kind of one of those people who has been involved in buying some properties that are fixer uppers, and there's a property that we're kind of interested in that is that kind of property. And so, you know, we wanted to work with somebody that has experience.
So what's been the biggest barrier? Why haven't you bought a home yet?
Well, first, we weren't sure what kind of down payment we were going to need, so we were worried about that, and we've been saving up a little bit to get that under control.
Yeah, that's great. I think we really wanted to make sure that we had enough kind of put away to where we weren't, you know, going to overextend ourselves. Mm-hmm. And also, I think, like I said, in that neighborhood, there's properties that open up. Some of them are just not affordable. And the ones that are, you know, a lot of times need work. And so we just wanted to make sure that the math worked before we made a commitment.
So Angela Shields of the San Antonio Board of Realtors, you hear the stories of this couple here, and is this a familiar story?
I think what they're going through takes place all across San Antonio, and I commend them for what they've done. They've contacted a realtor to help them walk through the steps. That's the primary thing that anyone should do when they're looking for a piece of property. The second thing is that they've done an inventory on what they can afford, where they wanted to be financially. That's extremely important. The other thing is that you have to take a look at with your realtor of what products are out there for your financial needs. They can help put you together with the lender to walk you through what products are out there, what different loans are out there, how much has to be put down for that down payment, and what fits your financial plan, what you qualify for, and what exactly you're looking for. So I think that they're going through all the right steps when they talk about window shopping and looking at everything.
Because we thought we really were messing up. So it's good to hear someone say that, you know, maybe we're doing okay.
Look, but there are programs that do cater to first-time home buyers?
Absolutely.
And so maybe they there's some extra help out there maybe they can tap into.
Their realtor will be able to lead them to all of those types of programs mm-hmm. that are out there.
Okay. And what are some programs that maybe a listener should be aware of?
I personally would tell them that there's so many different products out there that I would be afraid to start listing them all. I would tell them to contact a realtor, contact a lender even, and they would be able to educate them on all of that.
So I don't want to have you go through your whole personal finances and stuff, but so talk about though
we brought our tax returns in case you want to
all right we'll post those online later on. Tell me but the houses that you're looking for, is it like your dream house? Is this your starter house? What do you think you're going to be doing here?
I love that neighborhood. I'd love to find our dream house and just stay put because it's just a familiar neighborhood. It's absolutely great. It's in the center of the city. You're close to downtown. You're close to all the major highways. It's a nice commute to where I live, to where I work. So in my mind, if we found a house that we could live in long term, that would be great.
Okay.
Go ahead. There's only so many neighborhoods in San Antonio that have some of the history and some of the charm that, this area does. You know, there's some great places, Tobin Hill is one of them. There's King William, there's, Lavaca, so there's places in Southtown. There's places that have that history, but not all of them are really affordable. And so we're looking for something that, we won't overextend ourselves by getting into, but also something that would be a good investment.
Okay, we're going to continue the conversation about San Antonio's real estate market. We invite listeners to call in. We're going to go to the phones when we come back from the break. The number is 614-8980. If you've got a question about buying a house, this would be a good time to give us a call. 614-8980. This is The Source. We'll be right back. And welcome back to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. We're talking about San Antonio's real estate market. Give us a call if you've got a question or a comment about how things are impacting you with the real estate market. The number is 614-8980. With me in the studio, Angela Shields. She's the president and CEO of the San Antonio Board of Realtors. Also a young couple looking to buy their first home in the Monticello neighborhood around Jefferson High School, Carlos and Jen Maestas. And we want to hear from you. Give us a call, 614-8980. And let's go to the phones right now. Jonathan has been waiting. Jonathan, welcome to the show.
Thank you, sir. I'm a real estate broker. I specialize in HUD homes. I go by the name of the HUD King, and specifically I focus on HUD homes because people are always looking to save money. And HUD homes are government-owned foreclosures, and those are going at list price or even higher. As a matter of fact, what HUD does on their properties is they sell them on a bid, and my buyers bid starting on two properties last week, and they lost. So the market in San Antonio is crazy hot. I worked in Houston, and the property values here in San Antonio are so much lower than in any other state, in any other city in Texas. So it's a great time for buyers to buy. Because even if you can offer a starting on a foreclosure, you're usually still getting a good buy.
Okay, Jonathan, thanks for those comments and that observation. So let me ask you, Ms. Shields, about, you know, people. I see these signs on the side of the road all the time. I buy ugly houses, and another sign saying I've got a house that's at sale for half its listed price. What do I make out of those things?
Those particular signs, I would tell you to be very cautious when you call something like that if you do not know who you're working with. I always advocate that you work with a realtor because you do know you have resources when it comes to working with that professional. You have the realtor organization, you have TREC, which is the Texas Real Estate Commission. You know who you are doing your business with, and purchasing a home is one of the largest purchases you're ever going to make. So you definitely want to know who you are working with. I'm not saying that those aren't professional people sometimes, but there are people that that do take advantage sometimes when they put those signs out. So just make sure you know who you're working with.
So Jonathan, our caller, said that he buys HUD homes and he sells them again, and that it's a way to he's able to find homes property for cheaper. Does that?
Well, what I heard Jonathan say was he was a real estate broker. So okay. He's licensed and he works with HUD homes. We have a lot of real estate brokers that do specialize in HUD homes. And he's pointing out that right now you can find a lot of deals in that HUD market where those properties are available. And right now he is correct that in San Antonio, there's a lot of deals out there.
So that is a way to look for a home that may be below list value?
Possibly. There is an opportunity sometimes to do that. Now, I would say that San Antonio was not hit as hard as some markets across the country when it comes to foreclosures or anything like that. So we don't have as much opportunity as some other areas. But we have a lot of opportunity because of our affordable housing out there.
So when he says HUD homes, that's generally like a foreclosure?
It could be.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Back to the phones. Tanya wants to join the conversation. Welcome to The Source.
Hi. Thank you. This is actually Tanea.
Tanea, sorry.
No, you're fine. I was just calling. My husband and I bought a house in Canyon Lake about a year ago, and now recently with New Braunfels being annexed into the San Antonio Metroplex, what the real estate agent saw for the effect of future growth here and the current stock of homes in this area. Thanks.
Okay. All right. So, Angela Shields, what do you think about the projections for that area?
I do want to point out I'm not a real estate agent. I am just the CEO of the San Antonio Board of Realtors, which is the organization that works with the realtors. But we do study growth areas, and she is correct that every area is growing rapidly. We do see a lot of growth out that corridor. And I can tell you that we see growth all over San Antonio, not just that corridor, but just all when you look all over San Antonio, there's growth everywhere. We see it whenever we look at our months of inventory. We keep seeing our months of inventory go down, which just shows that we have more and more people wanting to buy. Right now, our month of inventory is 5.1 months, meaning that people are coming in and buying quickly. Usually we run around 7 months of inventory, so we just have that many people coming in and taking things off the market quickly. So that means that people have to come in and possibly the builders might be building more to try to keep up with that demand.
Well, we heard from our couple, Carlos and Jen Maestas. Y'all wanted to move into this neighborhood, which is pretty much near the urban core. And we've heard so much from like Mayor Castro talking about how we want to rebuild the urban core and attract couples just like you, young professionals. So why move there? You know, they're building great homes out way out past 1604 in near the county line, you know. Is this what your generation wants?
Well, I'm originally from Sacramento, California, but I've been here about 16, 17 years. And for the majority of the time that I've been here, I was out kind of in the suburbs. And so, you know, I just happened to meet somebody who's a lot cooler than me, who lived in the urban core. And I used to kind of like tease her about, you know, where she lived. Just kind of joking with her, you know, I just grew to love the neighborhood and love, the people, you know, that were around us and, you know, I'll let her kind of tell you why her heart is there. But I love it. I wouldn't want to be anywhere else.
Yeah. I grew up in the urban core for most of my childhood and I'm an SAISD school administrator, so my heart belongs to SAISD. It's what I'm most passionate about. I love being close to the community that I serve, and so I love the idea of living somewhere in the SAISD boundaries.
You know, but there are parts of San Antonio, say like on the west side and the south side, maybe some forgotten neighborhoods where you can find homes that are really cheap, that are low cost, but you have to adopt sort of a pioneering spirit because these are places, neighborhoods that have not yet been gentrified by the hipsters like yourself. You know, so have y'all thought about going out there?
Well, there are more reasons why we're in that neighborhood. You know, Jennifer has two grandmothers that live in that neighborhood, so you know, there's a lot of history. Her parents grew up.
It's very nostalgic for me to be there and to have our kids there and be close to my grandmothers.
Right, but I see these prices for some of these homes that are out in these neighborhoods, these forgotten neighborhoods. Then maybe they kind of look like they're ready to come back. Maybe on the south side or the west side. Have you seen that?
We see a lot of that revitalization in a lot of these neighborhoods. And I think the important thing is that each individual has to take inventory of what's important to them. It may be to be in an old neighborhood that means something to them family-wise, or it may be to be close to a school district that they're interested in, or to have a size of a property, or to be close to work, or any number of things. And I think that's what's important. Then to start your search of where you want to be. And then you have to make other sacrifices and compromises from that point on. So there's all types of properties out there in all types of areas.
The number to call to join the conversation, ask a question about real estate in San Antonio, 614-8980. Let's go back to the phones. Renee wants to join the conversation. Renee, welcome to The Source.
Thank you. Yes, basically my comment, if I may, or really a question, is we have about 4,000 people that are projected to move in to San Antonio to work in the Eagle Ford Shell industry. And I guess the question is, where are these people going to probably be projected to move into? In the South End? The North End?
Okay. Well, we'll see what, Angela Shields, what do you have to say about that?
We already see the impact of that all over the city. There's not one particular area that they're coming. Studies are already showing that they're all over San Antonio.
But the Eagle Ford Shell is south of San Antonio. Yes. We're not doing any fracking here in Bexar County,
No. But
there's a lot of support that's happening here and corporate support for that area as
right.
well. And so that is happening all over the city?
All over the city.
Because this would be a great opportunity for people for the south part of the city.
Right. And you're seeing growth on that area, but we have seen people all over the city, and they're just making the commute.
Okay, back to the phones. Joe is standing by. Joe, welcome to The Source.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. I'm in the air conditioning field, and I do a lot of work in the revitalized district of King Williams and have been for several years. And there's a lot of programs out there, like through Bill Green, San Antonio, that, you know, you take some of these houses built from 1896 to 1956, and never had air conditioning, never had, you know, energy efficient appliances. These builders bring them up to code. They get them to a certain, what we call stages, like stage one or stage two. The elevation kind of stays the same, but they kind of like update the kitchen, update the bathrooms, maybe add a bedroom to the back, add another bathroom. And you get incentives back from the city for becoming energy efficient, where you don't have to pay taxes for 5 years, which is, you know, a great, great, great thing for the revitalization of downtown San Antonio, especially King Williams area.
All right.
But, you know, you'll notice that if you start off at, you know, Cesar Chavez, Lee Street, and you start going down, you know, they start dropping by about, you know, $5,000 or $10,000 per street as you go down. But there's several builders that are remodeling these homes, and they're, you know, nostalgic. They're just great homes, and especially when they're done with it. And
right.
It helps the city, and it brings it up, you know, the property values of everybody else around them.
So, okay, Joe, thank you for those comments.
I just wanted to get that out.
Appreciate
it.
Yeah. Okay, so Joe brings up a great point of taking a home and then, you know, putting in the amenities that not only are you making a more modern home and you're salvaging a home and it's a very renewable and it's green, but there's also some tax incentives. Is that something that y'all are looking at and when y'all in your process?
Absolutely. You know, we're kind of counting on that. You know, there's the property that we're interested in is definitely a fixer upper. And you know,
and that can be fun.
It could be fun, but I'm not Vanilla Ice, you know, so I don't know if I can, you know, flip a home like that. But I, you know, we're also very interested in.
Okay, I want to get one more caller in. Gail, you have a question for us? Go ahead.
I have more of a comment. Okay. I'm also a young professional. My boyfriend and I both work at Rackspace, and we live in Beacon Hill, formerly in Tobin Hill, and we're planning on buying in 2014. And I have the same sentiment also that it's very homey and cozy and appealing to live in that area because of people and the culture and stability of just resources and places to go. And I just kind of wanted to commend you guys also for pursuing restoring those neighborhoods and helping bring those forward. I know it's very popular among many in our late 20s, early 30s, where we work, a huge influx of our, you know, our employers, our bosses, and coworkers all live in the general Woodlawn area. It's resurging, and the area surrounding, you know, where SAC is and that general area. And I know that we're seeing a lot of growth there. And there, I've noticed the city planning to extend more commuting and trolley options farther up, but I believe that if it expanded out to where people like this young couple and where I'm living and planning on living, it would be much more accessible to future home buyers. Do you know of any ways that they're planning on bringing more commuter accessibility to our areas, those historical neighborhoods?
Okay. Gail, thank you for that. And we'll ask Angela Shields about, I mean, are you seeing, because we hear from the mayor that if we add more amenities to downtown area, that we're going to see a benefit in a return from young couples moving to that area?
Well, I do know from a program that I went to a luncheon not so long ago from the Urban Land Institute that they are doing a huge push to do just that. So they are aware of it and they are working on it.
Okay. All right. Well, we want to thank you very much, Angela Shields. She's the president and CEO of the San Antonio Board of Realtors. Jen and Carlos Maestas, they're looking to buy their first home in San Antonio. Thank y'all so much for coming to the studio and helping us flesh out this story. And this is The Source on KSTX. We're going to be right back after NPR News.